Notes from 2006. I want to help architect the future. We are suffering from future shock, that is the disease of an rate of change. Where and when are we centered in our perfect natural state? Commission: what is right or wrong with our current way of life? Omission: what is missing from our lives? We are strangers in our own land. We are living in the external without acknowledging, accepting and adventuring into the internal. For it is the internal that defines the external. The external has run away with itself in an ever-increasing rate of change. The sleeper has awoken. Fear is the mind killer. Fear is being cultivated. Do we dare to dream? Mentally we are expending cycles worrying. Anxiety is rife. Worry drains the mind of much of its power, and, sooner or later it injures the soul. A natural reaction to insecurity or the unknown is to defend or lash out rather than to explore from a neutral standpoint. We pin our hopes on science, the so-called neutral mentality of observation and hope for understanding. Science is a framework for thought, but only supposedly practiced by trained scientists. How can one pour new thoughts and ideas into one's mind, without first emptying the cup? Is there any absolutes? One must constantly make decisions with the data one has. Concept of quality of data or information comes into play. Control the content, platforms and distribution, control the masses. Do you want to just exist or seek and explore all your human potential? I am actively re-architecting my mind. I am taking responsibility for my thoughts and actions. How does one adopt a positive paradigm about the world and all that is in it? Must we realize that mind management is the essence of life management? Stop being a prisoner of your past, become an architect of your future. I had resigned myself to acting the way adults were supposed to act. The mind is a wonderful servant, but a terrible master. Personal dedication to a cause greater than oneself. Where is my natural energy and vitality? Too much worry caused a schism. Worry created a leak of mental energy and potential. My creativity, optimism and motivation was drained, leaving me exhausted. Take the road less traveled. I am taking the time to think. I am trying to discover my real reason for being here. Do I have the courage to act on it? Content and intent. Energy and thought. Your thoughts are your most prized possessions. True nobility lies in being superior to your former self. It doesn't matter what others say to you or about you. It matters what you say to yourself. The purpose of life is a life of purpose. You will not find true joy in sleeping, relaxing or idling. Spirited, joyful and curious. Never be reluctant to ask the most basic of questions, no matter how stupid or irrelevant you may think they are. If they spring to mind and are unanswered, then ask. I really like this as I have thought and believed in this for a long time. Others will benefit too. Assumptions are the mother of all evil. Assumptions are the mother of all fuck-ups. Do the things you have always wanted to do but didn't because you tricked yourself into believing that you were too young, too old, too rich or too poor. No regrets. Grab it by the balls. What shall you do with this one wild and precious wonderful life? Fear is a mental monster you have created, a negative stream of consciousness. There is already vast reserves of knowledge available for our use. Every answer to every problem you have ever faced is in print. I need to be closer to nature. Overall, reduce your needs: materialism, food, pleasure, your perceived needs. Failure is not having the courage to try, nothing more, nothing less. Don't race against others, race against yourself. If you don't take the time to control your thoughts, they will control you. I am more than I appear to be, all the world's strength and power rest inside me. The death of permanence, the rise of impermanence. Am I adapting myself out of a troubled existence? We must come to know and embrace transcience. Why are we so hurried? What are we racing toward? Do I want to live faster? No. Early adopter or stuck in the mud? Why are we not drawing from the wisdom of the ages? Is it still relevant? Is affecting mass education the way to try and influence the future for the better? Does the eclectic internet facilitate self-learning?